Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Sheila.
Hey there.
What's up? So you're looking for Gary?
I'm looking for Gary.
Okay, what happened with you and Gary?
Oh, man. Okay. I met this guy, and he was, like, super cool. I met him through some friends of ours.
Yeah.
And we met up and had a date, and oddly enough, we went to the mall.
You went to the mall for your date?
Yeah. I mean, he suggested it, and it was like, actually, I mean, honestly, we had a fabulous time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we'll get to know each other in different settings, and, you know, we'll have lots to talk about, and it'll just be an easy first date.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, he helped me shop for my friend's wedding. I kind of forced him to shop, and I wanted to see, like, his style and, you know, how he was as a shopper.
Yeah. So that was your one date, was at the mall?
Yeah. It was long. It was really long.
Huh. There's just so many things that could go wrong. I don't like going to the mall with my wife, and I love my wife, but I'm thinking, like, if that was, like, a date, I would never want to see her again.
It's like we kind of basically agreed that, you know, we'd get together again. But it's been 2 weeks, and besides texting me when I got home that night, which was really sweet, he wanted to make sure I got home safe, I haven't heard a thing. It's been like total cricket.
Okay, so of all of the things that happened at the mall, which would you say would be the reason, if you had to pick just one, which is the reason that he might not want to see you again?
The only thing I can think of is, like, I was honest about, like, what I thought of some of the clothes and how he looked in the clothes, so...
So, date one was at the mall. You said you forced him to shop, and then you were telling him that what he was buying wasn't a good choice?
I'm not really. I mean, I just, like, kind of guided him because yeah. Some of the choices were not, like, you know.
I'm sure that's how he felt.
That's beautiful. All right, so, Sheila, listen, just stay quiet. We're going to call him right now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Gary?
Yeah, who's this?
Gary, this is, sorry for waking you up, first of all. This is Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Look, hey, whatever it is, I'm all set, okay?
Jesus.
I don't know if they're signing me up for this, but please take me off your list,
okay.
All right?
No, so it's not that you're on a list for anything. We actually got your phone number from somebody who wanted us, a girl that wanted us to reach out to you. It's a girl that you know, and she gave us your number because she wants to go on a date with you, basically. And the reason we're calling you is because...
What?
So a girl that you know gave us your number. She wants to go on a date with you. You and you like her, too. You guys. She said that you guys have she feels like you have a good chemistry, so she thinks that you guys should go try out...
Hey, let me cut you off. Honestly, I'm kind of seeing someone right now.
Oh,
so you can tell whoever this is, thanks, but I'm all good. Thanks.
Well, can I tell you her name just because she... Okay, you don't have to do the date. By the way, we would have paid for the date, just so you know.
No, I'm good.
Okay, so... Okay, well, her name is Sheila, and she feels like you guys had a good...
Why?
It is Sheila, yes. And...
This guy's a beast.
She wants to... Well, she said that you guys had a good date at the mall, and she, like I said, you don't have to go on a date with her, but can you tell us what it is? Because she felt like you made it seem like you were going to see her again.
Keeping it real, Sheila's the reason I'm in a relationship right now.
She's the
reason?
Yeah.
How?
Honestly, it was some butterfly effect type shit. She basically introduced me to my girlfriend.
Wait, what?
What the fuck do you mean by that?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
Jesus, didn't even let us get the answer
Sheila,
out of
them. Sheila's on the phone right
what
now.
What is this?
Sheila's on the phone. She heard what you said, Gary.
Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. How do you have a girlfriend now? It's only been like 2 weeks since we went out.
Gary?
Yeah.
Did she introduce you at the mall?
Julie.
Her name is what?
Her name is Julie.
Julie.
Who the f*** is Julie?
So you don't know Julie, Sheila?
I don't know Julie. I don't know any Julie.
Listen, when we were at Nordstrom, God, this girl was crazy. She was basically shitting on every outfit she had me try on.
Uh-huh.
She made me break a fool there, putting all these clothes on me that I didn't dig. They're not my style.
I wasn't shitting on your outfits. I was trying to help you update your style. I was trying to help you, you idiot.
If you let me explain and be quiet, this is... So basically...
Oh my God! Let
him explain. I gotta hear this.
God, this is the problem. So basically, I let Sheila pick out outfits. She brought me a bunch of different stuff that I don't wear.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right. The next day, though, I threw one of the shirts on, and it had a little stain on it.
Okay.
So the shirt cost me $65. I don't be spending $65 on shirt. So I went back to the store to exchange it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
When I went to the return person, there was an employee there helping me. Her name was Julie. Julie said she had noticed me the day before. And the situation I had going on, she actually kind of complimented me on some of the stuff that I bought.
That Sheila told you to buy.
That I told you.
Yeah. Anyway, to make a long story short, I took her out that night.
Okay.
When she got off work, and we had another long night and fun night, and we've been hanging out a lot since then. So,
why you like this girl,
you.
Huh?
Thank you. I just told you.
It's basically because of you. You made me get that stupid shirt that I ended up meeting Julie.
That actually makes sense.
You're an ass. I mean, you had me go to the mall so you could go pick up some hoes at the mall. It's like, that's why you wanted to go to the mall.
I'm the one who just wanted to go to the mall because I wanted to buy a case for my iPhone. You're the one who wanted to shop for clothes and change me for some reason, and then insult me while you were changing me.
But your style sucked.
Oh.
God. Well, Julie doesn't think so.
Okay.
No,
Julie accepts him for who he is.
Gary, you're saying no to another date with Sheila because currently you're in a relationship with Julie, who Sheila unintentionally introduced you to.
I'm saying no because of all those reasons, and apparently Sheila can't keep her attitude in check. That's another reason why.
Actually, you should really be thanking Sheila right now because...
That is true.
Yes, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Thank you, Sheila. Keep being you.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1332